News. I'm Marissa Melton. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro says his country will accept aid from G7 countries to battle wildfires in the Amazon rainforest, only if French President Emmanuel Macron retracts what Bolsonaro considers offensive remarks. Macron has questioned Bolsonaro's honesty and commitment to protecting the environment. Last week, Macron threatened to block a free trade deal between Latin America and the European Union unless the Brazilian president took serious steps to fight the Amazon fires. On Monday, Bolsonaro said the money could be better used to reforest Europe. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says if the U.S. President Donald Trump wants to hold talks, he must take the first step and lift all sanctions imposed against Iran. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Hassan Rouhani says Trump must first lift sanctions imposed on Tehran. Otherwise, a meeting between the two would be a mere photo op. Rouhani's change of position comes after the president said on Monday there's a really good chance the two could meet on their nuclear impasse. The comment followed a surprise intervention by French President Emmanuel Macron during the G7 meeting to try to bring Washington and Tehran together after decades of conflict. Rouhani says, still with sanctions, there will not be any positive development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron said France will play a role in the U.S.-Iran talks if they occur, along with the other signatories to the 2015 accord Trump pulled out of: Britain, Germany, the European Union, China, and Russia. President Trump is fuming over mainstream U.S. news coverage of his attendance at the G7 over the weekend. Much of the news coverage of the U.S. president at the summit has been unflattering, spotlighting misstatements, gaffes, and lack of cooperation with other world leaders. You're listening to VOA News. Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam has urged rioters calling for her resignation to stop committing violent acts.
The question of resignation has also been answered. I think a responsible chief executive at this point in time should continue to hold the fort and do her utmost to restore law and order in Hong Kong.
At a press conference, she said the region's government will resort to lawful measures to restore social order. Over the weekend, violent demonstrators hurled explosives and bricks at security forces.
And I wouldn't say that my government has lost control. Day in, day out, we are not only supporting the law enforcement bodies, we are also acting responsibly to deal with other issues.
China has voiced strong dissatisfaction with a joint statement by G7 leaders who called for Hong Kong's autonomy in line with Britain's handover of control of the territory to Beijing. The leaders of the industrialized nations at their just-completed summit called for calm in the wake of 12 weeks of pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Geng Shuang accused them of meddling and harboring evil intentions. A Chinese-Australian writer and dissident who's been detained in his native China since January has been formally arrested on suspicion of espionage. A spokesman for China's foreign ministry says Yang Hengzheng was formally charged last Friday. Security agents detained the former Chinese diplomat-turned-democracy activist at the airport in the southern city of Guangzhou after he, his wife, and stepdaughter arrived on a flight from New York. The family was set to take a connecting flight to Shanghai. Australian Foreign Minister Marisa Payne issued a statement saying Yang has been held under harsh conditions without charge since his detention. Payne said Canberra expects that basic standards of justice and professional fairness are met where his welfare is concerned. A slight drop in consumer confidence, but not as big as expected, AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Conference Board of Business Research Group says its consumer confidence index fell 0.7 of a point this month from July, but economists had been expecting a bigger drop. The reading on consumers' assessment of current conditions improved and now is at its highest level in nearly 19 years. Conference Board economists say that while other parts of the economy have shown weaknesses, consumers have remained confident and are willing to spend. Mike Hempen, Washington.
And Tropical Storm Dorian has moved into the Caribbean Sea. It's bringing heavy rains and winds to the Windward Islands. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Dorian could reach hurricane status by the time it reaches the vicinity of Puerto Rico, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic on Wednesday. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.
Voice of OLA 1. The Voice of America. VOA.